This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
That's tough. You know, I have friends that are police officers. The customers are coming in and they're saying, listen, whatever these police officers need or whatever they have, their meals, please, I'll pay for it.
Brian Adams, Heaven, goes out once again to Jonathan Diller, the Diller family. Young man, 31 years old, only on the force for 3 years.
Taken way too early. Way too early.
And the voice before that was the man at a restaurant, which I'd been to, thanks to my dear friend Peter King and his lovely wife Rosemary. And in fact, the last time I was there, it was Pete and Rosemary. It was Anthony D'Esposito, who's in Israel this morning, Joe Cairo, and a lot of the folks that make Nassau County great. You heard Pat Ryder on this show an hour ago, and you all loved him, all of you. He is the great congressman right there with Rudy Giuliani as the two best politicians locally in my lifetime, my dear friend Peter King. Pete, good morning, and as a longtime congressman from that area, with the Diller family living in Massapequa Park, let me start by saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd say it's a real tragedy. And actually, for the 28 years that I was in Congress, my office was in Massapequa Park, right on Park Boulevard. I guess about 3 blocks from Brady Park, a few blocks from where Officer Diller lives. So, no, this is a real tragedy. Massapequa Park is a tremendous community. It has a true blue-collar ethic, and you can always count on them to be there. And it's really, though, it's such a horrible, horrible tragedy. And like you, I'm just fed up with people talking about how sorry they feel, how terrible it is. The fact is that I would say going back the last 4 or 5 years, virtually none of the politicians at the city or state level have done anything. In fact, they've increased it. When the riots were going on the streets and during the George Floyd situation, and the cops had Molotov cocktails and bricks thrown at them, at Andrew Cuomo out in the street saying he was proud to be with the protesters. When cops were under attack, de Blasio wanted to defund the cops. At the state level, all they do is tie the cops' hands. They reduce penalties. I see a speaker of the assembly, Carl Hastie, said yesterday that increasing penalties doesn't stop crime. I mean, this is the nonsense. Not nonsense. This is the garbage that's out there. And it's time for, I agree with you, Mayor Adams has to go to the mat. You know, every issue in politics, you can negotiate how much money for this, how much for this, how much for that. And so I can understand why you want to sort of sometimes pull your punches, but not on this. You're talking about life and death. You're talking about the most basic civil right of all. And on that, he should go with this and fight every day, go public, attack them every day, and risk his career, risk everything until we get the legislation that's needed to protect the cops, to protect the people, and to stand with the forces of law and order. And not to be, this is not a regular political issue that you can negotiate. It's this or nothing. And he should go up there and just say, and every day, name and shame everyone up there, go around and say, build up a force, build up an army of people who are willing to stand for what's right. The majority of people would be with him, they'd be with you, they'd be with me, they'd be with the cops, but no one is really articulating enough within the city or the state. Thank God you mentioned Nassau County. You got Bruce Blakeman, you got Joe Saladino, you got Don Claiborne, we go through all of them. They stand with the cops all the way, and Pat Ryder does a phenomenal job as police commissioner. But again, it's becoming like an oasis, and you have Nassau and Suffolk, and you have New York City. What's going on in there? It's, again, I think Eric Adams meant well, but somehow he wants to treat law and order and crime as another issue to be negotiated. You can't negotiate. It's either this way or no way, and you fight. If you lose, you lose, but you can't ever just walk away from it.
Like I said to Pat Ryder this morning, you know, you and Cairo and Ryder and Blakeman and D'Esposito and Lolito, you're all Republicans. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. You've got law and order because you're all Republicans. This city, they're all Democrats. It's a mess. And it's really idiotic when you consider how poorly the mayor is doing right now. Poorly. Approval rating less than 40%. Every poll that comes out has Cuomo beating him by 30 points, and Cuomo wasn't exactly a load of good dog either there. So you would think he would do anything, and I think he'd be a hero. He'd be, if he slept outside of Heastie's office or Stuart Cousins' office, right? If he got nothing done,
yep,
but he slept outside the office and said, I'm not leaving, he'd be a hero. I promise you that approval rating would go up 10%. I don't need him last night at Gracie Mansion throwing a party for Natalie Sanandaji. I don't need it. Go to Albany and just camp out. Camp out and show New Yorkers that you care about crime and dead cops and people shoved in front of the subway more than anything else.
Yeah, this is wartime. That's what this is, war. And you go after the state assembly, the state senate, the governor, also the district attorneys, people like Bragg. We can go down the whole list. The city council. It's a disgrace. You know, you talk about how it was when Giuliani came in. At that time, you know, Rudy was great. Bill Bratton was great. And then each one after that was great as far as...
Ray Kelly was the best.
Ray Kelly was phenomenal. And I've known Ray for years. In fact, my father trained him in the police academy back in the 1960s. Now, in fact, Ray and I actually overlapped in school for a while. Now, Ray is a great guy. Absolutely. The cops were great. But the fact is then, you also helped the city council. You had the district attorneys like Morgenthau and others who stood with the cops. Today, the cops are under siege from the bad guys in the street, from the bad guys in Albany, the bad guys in city council, and the bad DAs. So they have to, you have to get, someone has to mobilize the forces against this. Stand with the cops. And again, right now, I agree with you. Go to the state legislature every day. And you know, the average person has no idea who Carl Heastie is or Stuart Cousins is. The fact is, let everybody know they are the faces of evil right now as far as the issue of law and order is concerned.
Couldn't have said it any better, Pete. We're going to take a short break. And while I've been very angry for 2 days, you know that, and you are too, and doing a great job here. You know, every time there's a tragedy, not every time, I shouldn't say that, but often, when there's a tragedy, that's when New York, despite all of its problems, and there are many problems, it's a disaster right now. Don't listen to the mayor. It's a disaster. But that's when New Yorkers tend to step up, especially good New Yorkers, like the folks in Nassau County and Long Island. When we get back, we're going to talk about the outpouring of love from Donald Trump to Frank Siller to an everyday guy in Massapequa with the great Peter King. Keep it right here.
Entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Brian Ferry, Roxy Music at 8:01 on your Wednesday morning, back here with the great Congressman Peter King. And again, Pete, you heard the Nassau County Police Commissioner Pat Ryder just over an hour ago, and we talked about this beautiful candlelight ceremony you guys will have tonight in Brady Park in Massapequa Park for Jonathan Diller. And I would expect it'll be a very big crowd, yes?
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And you'll have so many people there, like Anthony D'Esposito, Joe Saladino, the supervisor, Bruce Blakeman. But more than that, more than any of us, it's going to be the rank-and-file people from Massapequa Park, Massapequa, Seafood, Wantagh, that whole community. All those people are pro-cop. They're pro-American. You can always count on them at times like this, like after 9/11. There's been different cops shot over the years. The people come out. They are with them. They're with them all the way. And somehow we have to harness that. We have to mobilize that. I mean, I remember in the last election for governor, Lee Zeldin ran a great race. New York City was out of control. The governor was doing a terrible job. And yet Manhattan, I think it went more than 2-1 for Democrats. Yeah. And we have to be able to convince people, let them know that that those who are responsible for all this crime and disorder are these Democrats. I'm not that partisan guy. But right now, this is not the party of Ed Koch. This is not the party of Al Smith or John Kennedy. This is the party of the left wing, the progressive wing, who are anti-cop, who want to change the whole society around. People like Alvin Bragg, who's lucky he's not arrested himself. This is an absolute disgrace.
Letitia James, so, well, I am biased. I am. And as I'm getting older, it's getting worse. They're anti-cop. They're anti-Israel. They're anti-everything I stand for. It's the Democrats. Every policy in this city, from bail reform to, defunding police to the transgender issue to having drama queens, drag queens, however the hell you call these people, reading to my children. I mean, it goes on and on. Every single policy in this country that is devastating is a Democrat policy. So I'm not going to be afraid to say it. I am biased. I'm disgusted by that party. And again, this guy died in Queens. All Democrats, right? Donovan, Gregory Meeks, Eric Adams.
Absolutely.
People die when they live in Democrat cities and states. Bottom line, Peter.
And you're absolutely right. As I said, the Democratic Party today is not the Democratic Party of years ago. And the point I was trying to make, we have to convince people that, you know, you're not talking about your grandfather's Democratic Party. You're talking about this Democratic Party today. It's the party of Alvin Bragg. You're right. It's the party of people who want to tear apart society as we knew it, as we knew it. They want to tear down traditional values. They want to take down the people who stand for what's right. And again, I go back to me, there are a lot of turning points, but nothing was worse than the George Floyd riots, when you didn't see one New York City politician defend the cops, not one. And the cops are out there every night, under siege, and all we heard was anti-cop. You have people like Kamala Harris willing to post bail money to the people who were locked up in the George Floyd riots. So, again, that is their party. They have now taken it over, and we have to, as Republicans, conservatives, come together in independence and say we have to stand for what's right, stand with the cops. There's no 50-50 about this. This is 100-0.
Yep.
You have to stand with the police against crime. It's as simple as that. And those who don't have blood on their hands.
Well said. So, you know, I played that cut from your friend who owns Umberto's. Earlier this morning, I played a cut from a lady who owns Tim's Florist in Massapequa Park. So it seems like the businesses in that area are really very, very beautiful, bending over backwards to support the Diller family, to support police, and anybody who comes out to that area over the next 4 days, where you've got funeral, obviously the burial, just some very, very heart-wrenching stuff. It does seem like the locals, the businesses in that area, Peter, are doing everything they can to help out that family and the folks in that area.
Absolutely. No, they are 1,000% behind the cops. And actually, the Umberto's is different from the one you were at. Yeah. You were King Umberto's.
Okay.
This was right next to my office in Massapequa Park. It's a great location. It's a great place. But the florists in the community, you go up and down the line. The pharmacist, he's active in local politics. Everybody in that community, it's great. I mean, I went to work, and every time I was back here in the district, I went to my district office in Massapequa Park. It was great. I still, go to the bank next door. It's just great to be there. They are great people. This is what America is all about. It should be all about. It's what New York City used to be all about also, until it got taken over by the progressive liberal left. And again, I keep going back to when those riots in the streets and the cops were under siege, and Andrew Cuomo said, I'm proud to stand with the protesters. He's the guy who signed the bail reform law, and all that stuff was looked upon as great reforms. And for them to say they didn't know what it was going to be, that's BS. They knew exactly what they were doing. but now it's blown up in their faces to try to walk away from it. You can't let them walk away from it. We got to elect our people. When I say our people, the people who believe in law and order, and right now they are all in the Republican Party.
So what's your parting words here, Peter? I mean, people in that area, well, all over, we love you. We all love you, obviously. But specifically in that area, where you really are the king, what are your parting words, not just for the Diller family, but for the NYPD and friends and family in Massapequa that will be going to this courageous cop's funeral in 2 days?
Let me just tell you that I heard from Anthony Esposito that the ambassador to the Holy See that said they're going to have a mass said in honor of Jonathan Diller in the Vatican. What I'm saying is stand with the cops, not just in times like this when things are terrible, but be with them all the time, because what is a good day for us can turn out to be a bad day for a cop. Never, never join in the anti-police message. Always stand with the cops. Be there. Believe in the traditional American values. Always be proud to be an American. Stand with our allies. You say, Sid, Israel right now and the United States should be in this together. Instead, even there now, we're being divided because of the Democrats, because of, again, people I can't believe the Democratic Party, what they're doing. But stand with America. Stand with the cops. Never give in and protect your neighborhood.
Nassau County is lucky to have you, Peter. I love you. Thank you for a really, really great appearance this morning. And again, I'm sorry and good luck the next few days. Okay, pal?
Right. And I'll be at the funeral with Anthony Esposito. We're going. We're going to show our support for the cops.
Of course you will, because you're a great guy. So was Anthony, by the way. I know he's in Italy. I think he's going to Israel. Maybe he's coming home. I don't know. Either way, Peter King, that's an excellent, excellent job. The great former congressman who still does a lot of great stuff on the island, and he's got a big heart. He'll be there. So will a lot of you. The more that show, the better. Like Peter just said, show your love to Jonathan Diller, God rest his soul. Show your love to the NYPD. And stick it up the Democrats' ass.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.